Welcome to yet another edition of the Off-Season Report, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmoke. We're joined by Michael Eisen. The New York Giants schedule is out, Mike. Every year it's a very exciting time, and we'll talk about the draft as well. But first on the schedule, and taking a look at it, Mike, similar to last year, the Giants open up against the Dallas Cowboys. They close up shop against an NFC opponent in the Washington Redskins, and their bye week right smack in the middle of the season.
Yeah, a lot of things are interesting about the schedule, John. Opening at Dallas, where we're 4-0 in that stadium, and then coming back to play Denver. I'm shocked that the Peyton-Eli game, or as we like to call it, the Eli-Peyton game, is not a prime time.
I can't believe NBC didn't get that one.
Well, they got the first two. I guess CBS begged for this one. And then we go to Carolina, so Dallas and Carolina are 1-3, as they were last year. Three of the first four, four of the first six, five of the first eight on the road. That's a big challenge. The Giants fans aren't going to get to see their team much early in the season. You got the Thursday night game at Chicago. I thought the Giants would get a home Thursday night game because we were on the road last year on Thursday night. Then you have to a long wait to Monday night. Then you go to Philly, and then you have the bye. And then you have the three-game homestand, which we don't get much. And then the end of the season, I think, is interesting because you've got Washington twice in December, plus Seattle comes here. They're supposed to be a very good team. And I think the Giants kind of got a break on two of the road games because they go to San Diego and Detroit in December, so weather should not be a factor for two late-season road games. But five night games, so obviously the Giants are expected to be a pretty good attraction this year.
Yeah, besides the games at home late in the year, you mentioned there should be no cold weather games. And in the past, the Giants have struggled a bit in November. The league, I think, probably inadvertently, trying to help them a little bit by giving them three home games. That being said, except for last year, the Giants haven't exactly been the best home team in the world either. So looking at these schedules, you got to worry. People say, oh, well, look, the teams are spread out. You don't have all the concentrated good teams end of the schedule. Do we really know what teams are going to be good and how good these teams are going to be at the beginning of the year with all the injuries that happen over the course of an NFL season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Detroit on December 22nd, if anybody can tell me how good or bad the Detroit Lions are going to be on December 22nd, they're wasting their time here. They should go to Vegas. So, yeah, you don't know. I mean, obviously, the having the defending NFC East champion Redskins on the schedule twice in December, you think that'll be difficult. And just prior to that, Packers and the Cowboys, but again, you don't. The silliest thing in the world, I was told a long time ago by Bill Parcells, very early when I started covering the Giants, is the dumbest thing in the world is to, in the spring or before a season, look at a 16-game schedule and go, well, this is going to be a loss, this is going to be a win, because you don't know the circumstances under which any game is going to be played at any things change in the NFL from week to week.
I do know a lot of NFL teams were hoping to get the Redskins earlier in the year because maybe Robert Griffin III wouldn't be back from that knee injury. No such luck for the Giants. Now, Jerry Reese did address the media, talked a little bit about the NFL draft on Thursday. Mike, I was going to play a cut for the people out there, but quite frankly, I'm going to paraphrase the entire 15-minute press conference.
We're going to take the best player.
We need good players. There are good players at every position. We need good players at every position. There are good players to draft at every position. So we're going to take the best player available. Did I get that about right?
That pretty much sums it up. I believe he said the best player available about six times in the news conference. So, yeah, I mean, it was a typical Jerry Reese news conference in one sense that he was very close to the vest, revealed absolutely nothing about how the Giants feel about players in the draft, nor would he identify their specific needs. The only difference this year in Jerry's news conference is what he had to answer a lot of Victor Cruz questions, questions that did not pertain to the draft. But when it came to the draft, it was very typical Jerry Reese, which was very typical Ernie Corsi, which was very typical George Young, which was reveal.
Typical Giants, really.
Reveal nothing. Reveal nothing.
All right, well, finally, the players are back this week as well. Very busy week here in Giants land. Feel for having the guys back in the building. Feel for this group of guys.
Well, it's interesting. Right away, they're talking about the Super Bowl being played in that stadium next February and how great it would be to become the first team ever to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. They realize there's a long, long way to go for that. But again, I think one of the interesting things is the Giants are still very stung by what happened at the end of last year, how they played poorly in December and did not make the playoffs. And on the one hand, they want to just forget about it and not deal with it. But at the same time, which is sort of a contradiction, they want to use that for motivation. So you still hear a lot of them talking about what happened and how they didn't make the playoffs and how they're very motivated to turn it around this year.
Michael, appreciate the time as always.
My pleasure, John.
And, of course, go to Giants.com. You can check out the full, complete New York Giants schedule. You can also go to Giants.com to watch Jerry Reese's full draft press conference. And finally, Giants.com will be launching their draft page on Monday. all the NFL Giant information you could ever want right there on Giants.com. Make sure you check it out.